Come, Holy Spirit, say whatever you want.
In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm here from the Central Service Team. Now, the Central Service Team is a group of five volunteer women who pretty much run the ministry. You are a chapter, one of 80-some-plus chapters currently in existence, one of 114 that have been formed over the last 41 years. Okay, some in Europe, some in one in Africa, around the world. So we are international. You have a regional team under which that your chapter kind of is part of. So in some respects, you're a parish under a diocese under a pope. Okay? So, I don't want you to be, like, intimidated or anything, but if you want to think of me as anything, think of me as the Pope. All right. Your chapter has generously asked me to come and share with you about a program that we call the Chapter Share Five-Star Campaign. It's a giving appeal, and I'm not going to be shy about letting you know that, because you know that if it weren't for your support as a parish of the diocese, there would be no diocese. At the same time, if there were no diocese, there would be no parish. And if there were no Vatican, there would be no diocese, there would be no parish. So we're all in this together. We're in a community, and we have one goal. And the goal for Magnificat is to evangelize women. You have been evangelized, and you will evangelize. Do you realize that you impact 250 people in your life? So it may look like we have 30 people here, but we really have like 8,000, okay, or 9,000 people based on the number of people that you're going to impact. So it's important that you understand who we are and what our ministry is. So on your table, I'm sure that you have flyers that explain the ministry. One of the ones that we're going to be looking at is this one. It's called the Chapter Share Five-Star Campaign. It's dedicated to Our Lady of the New Evangelization. And it is an appeal for your support of the bigger ministry. But not just the bigger ministry. If you enlist, if the Lord, if you pray, and that's really what we want you to do, because the Holy Spirit, when Mary said to the Holy Spirit, "Let it be done unto me according to your will," awesome things happened. Awesome things happened. Not because of her, but because of her agreement, her obedience. So that's what we're asking for here as we try to explain what this little program is about. It's called Chapter Share because the chapter will get 45% of the funds that you choose to donate, and the Central Service Team will get 45%. I'm going to open the brochure and get out this little card, and on the back of the card, you'll see that you have an opportunity to write out your name and all your information, and to sign up to be either a one-time donor. Now, that's not listed on this card, but you can be a one-time donor, okay, meaning that you'll give us a check, and we're done, okay? The chapter will get 45% of that check. If you decide to be an annual donor, you'll give us a check, or put it on a card, and in a year we'll contact you and see if you want to continue it, okay? If you choose to be a monthly donor, what will happen is, just like in your parish where you have a tithe that you give every week, the ministry will debit probably, either whether you choose to do a debit or whether you choose to do a credit card or whether you choose to write a check, it would be a monthly contribution. Okay. What we want is for you to do whatever he tells you to do, and understand that you're part of a much bigger mission. I want to read from our book, Magnificat Spirituality. We were asked by a spiritual advisor of a California chapter who'd been around for a while who said, you know what, nobody really knows who you are because it's all in these little paragraphs and all these different brochures. But he said, you really need to put it all in one place. So that's what this is. Okay, it's all in one place. Marilyn Quirk, who was the founding coordinator of the very first chapter, who had a breakfast like this, turned out to have hundreds of women at it. They thought they were going to do it one time, and then they did it again, and then they did it again, and then they did it again. And then other women wanted to do it in their parishes, and then so anyway, that's how Magnificat started, just with women wanting to be with one another and talk about Jesus. Here's what she has to say about Magnificat and what I really want to impress upon you. We're a community, okay? Magnificat is not one woman's ministry. It can never be. It needs the gift of each other to be able to function. Each of us is a link in this strong chain. The bond between us is so strong. When we meet together, when we pray together, we grow in our knowledge and love of the Lord. We rejoice together in the joy of the encounter that Mary and Elizabeth experienced at the visitation. God, who is mighty, has done and still is doing great things, and his name is holy. And then I wanted to share, too, the bigger picture. Why is a Magnificat important in our day and age? Okay, I want to read again from our spirituality book, something that St. Pope John Paul II states in his Novo Millennia Innuente, right? Good? Close? Even in countries evangelized many centuries ago, the reality of a Christian society which, amid all the frailties which have always marked human life, measured itself explicitly on gospel values, is now gone. In other words, we need a Christian witness in our society today. And women, you know, we're good at that. We're better sometimes than the men. And sometimes our witness isn't in words, it's in the actions, it's in the deeds, it's in the service, it's in the prayer. And so we really, really need your prayer. This is also part of our spirituality. But the hour is coming, and this is Pope St. Paul VI. But the hour is coming, in fact, has come when the vocation of woman is being achieved in its fullest. At this moment, when the human race is undergoing so deep a transformation, women, impregnated with the spirit of the gospel, can do much to aid mankind from falling. So we need you. You need us. We need each other. We are a force to be reckoned with. We have a mother who crushes the head of the serpent. And I just ask you to prayerfully ask the Holy Spirit what, if anything, he would have you give to the broader ministry that will also reach your chapter. For those who decide that they will give $60, you will get a free copy of this spirituality book. You just need to come up to me at the end of the day, and I'll be right over there handing them out, okay? Whether you decide to give it $5 a month or $60 all at one time, you'll get a book. Let me tell you this. I know sometimes it's easier just to write a check and be done with it, all right? But how many of us, if we got all of our income in January, we still have money in October. So I really encourage you to consider a monthly giving choice. And I thank you so much for that. The other thing I want to do here is to present your spiritual advisor here with a free spirituality book and a prayer for priests that I personally pray every day. And know that you are personally prayed for every single day, not just by me, but by all women who really embrace Magnificat spirituality, because our fifth objective is to imitate Mary in her spiritual motherhood of priests. And we pray for you every day. Thank you. I believe that Scott is going to play some nice music so that we will have a few minutes to think and pray about what the Lord would have us do. Thank you so much.